I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Black Fat Femme Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Dr. John Paul, LLC.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Fat Femme Podcast, where all the intersections of identity are celebrated. I am one of your hosts, John, also known as Dr. John Paul. And regardless of how you feel about boneless wings, I'm still going to eat them. How are you, Joho?
Nom, 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 nom. I'm doing fantastic. What's good, y'all? I am the beige shadow today, Jordan or yes. Joho. Now I'm here to tell you that Fat Femme Fall is approaching. So if you see me walling out at coffee shops, drinking pumpkin spice, or tearing up brunch spots with my ass, please cover my tab, y'all. It's rough in these streets, okay?
I love to see it. Well, just know that I'm gonna be right behind you because I am also your sister in pumpkin spice.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I'm already hounding everybody over at Starbucks. I've been to the Coffee Bean maybe two times already, and I've just given the barista that look, and he's like, "It's not here yet. You gotta wait another week and a half."
Their pumpkin chai is probably my favorite type of the chai.
See me with the pumpkin chais. Yes, please. See me with the pumpkin chai. Bitch, the way I drove through that. Wait, let me tell you something real quick before we get into the show. This is so off the cuff. Baby, let me tell you something. Last year, I was in my car going through the drive-thru. That man handed me that pumpkin chai and the way that I pressed on that brake to look at that barista. Like, this can't be real. The way that, baby, you don't even need to get me started. The pumpkin spice chai from Coffee Bean is life. Mm-hmm. Everything. Mm-mm. All right. Well, let's talk more about life. Speaking of life, our guest this week is my girl. Now, let me tell you this. Again, not on our run of show. Clarkeisha Kent is in the building. Do not be alarmed. Clarkeisha Kent is in the building. We talk about the Twitter god, the creator of Groupon Peen. Clarkeisha Kent has been my road dog from the beginning of all of this. And so I am so happy that I get to share this space with them. Thank you so much, Clarkeisha, for being on the show. I'm getting chills with how excited I am. How are you, boo?
I am good, boo. Thank you for having me on. I'm super excited as well because it's been awesome just seeing you do your thing. So now that you have a podcast, I'm like, I had to come here and support.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, well, it really is. It is really a full circle moment for both of us. I mean, we started out on the grounds of Twitter. We became friends. We became friends in real life. And now we're ultimately kind of just supporting each other back and forth across the ether. And I'm just so grateful to be able to say that my sister in the social media streets is here with us this week. And so we are going to get into what I like to call the Rebel episode, because Clarkeisha Kent is a badass. If y'all don't know, you gonna know today that Clarkeisha is the one that loves to shake the table, and I love them for it. They have genuinely created so many things, specifically in media, outside of media, that has really challenged the way that we think about things. And so I'm just really happy that we can get into some conversations with them today. So one of the things we always love to do and we start our show with is we kind of jump into Still Here. As you all know, S-T-E-E-L here is what the first segment of the show is called.
I'm still here.
And this week, this week, we're going to start on a petty note. And so with that being said, I don't know if any of you saw the viral video from Lizzo last week where basically Lizzo had posted a video basically noting that when she told one of her friend's mom that she was going to be a celebrity, the mother laughed in her face. And so this week, I kind of wanted to kind of do like a callback to Lizzo and shout her out for being the amazing creator that she is. But I wanted to ask the both of you, is there a specific person, a specific individual that you want to give kind of what I like to deem as the Lizzo laugh for saying something or for not thinking that you would get this far? So we'll start with you, Clarkeisha, and then we'll go with you, Joho. Go ahead, Clarkeisha.
Okay.
I mean, it would be you know my history, right? It'd just be my whole family, because it's one of those things where it'd be my whole immediate family. You know, my blood quotations family, right? Because you know, I knew from a very small age, and a lot of us just do, like, we're born and we just know where what we're supposed to do, when we're supposed to do it. And like, your community around you can't believe that you would be that laser focused as a child, right? So, you know, I used to draw, sketch, and then write. So they just were like, that's not a career. And I'm like, okay, anyways, watch me do this. I was like, don't do that. I'm going to do it because I said I'm going to do it. Now, if I said I wasn't going to, that's one thing, because I said that. But once I say it's just done.
I said what I said. Exactly. Yes.
So it would just be my immediate family. Because, you know, they wanted to be the one to decide my life so bad. And I'm like, that's not how this goes.
Yeah. So. Nope. That's not how this works. I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Clarkeisha. What about you, Joho?
You know, I would say the people, like, so I will say I'm very privileged that the people in my community, in my crew, like, never made me feel like I couldn't achieve anything I wanted to achieve. Like, it's such a privilege to know that people believed in me, maybe believe in myself. But I will think of the people who told me I wouldn't get far because I was too sensitive. They told me I couldn't handle the pressure, that I cracked easily in the journey, that I would, like, that I was a crybaby or a pushover. And, like, I guess they didn't realize that they was rocking with diamonds. So as you know, as Lizzo says, bye, bitch.
Yes, Lizzo laugh, bye, bitch. All of that in that order. And I do want to say, I think this is another opportunity for me to love on my co-host, but I think your softness has really in a lot of ways helped me understand why it's so important for me to be kind and soft to myself. So I just want to say the world probably, you know, honestly, probably made you feel bad for being such a soft person. But I think every week when I get on the mic with you, when we're texting back and forth about the show or just life stuff, you really bring this softness and this kindness. And I think that's why I love doing the show with you, Joho, is that you really bring out the softness in me, because this world is hard. And I think you being kind and you being soft really shows that you can survive being who you are. So I love that.
Making me cry in this hot ass weather, bitch. I'm up to sweat over tears.
We over here sweating in tears, honey. So for me, I just want to say this, bitch, I'm worldwide. shout out to Candy Burris. And the reason why I say that is because I wanted to, for this week, really wanted to focus on the people who teased me for being queer and different back in high school. And then also I had a lot of folks who said I was too queer in my professional career. And now my queer ass is everywhere. Again, I like Candy Burris. Bitch, I'm worldwide. Because when you check the, when you actually check the account to see who is, like, tuning into the show. Girl, we got people listening in Malaysia. We got people listening in Zurich. We got people listening in Italy. We got people listening. So we are literally worldwide at this point. And pasta. I just want to say, come on, pasta.
Send us some pasta, Italy, please, at the pasta.
And so I just want to say that I know that people are sick of me, but I also know at the end of the day that being Black, fat, and loud and queer is what got us here. So shout out to the people who made fun of me because now that laughter is me laughing to the bank. All right. All right. Well, with that being said, we have a couple of bills that we have to pay. Obviously, we always have to pay the man. So when we get back, we are going to talk with Clarkeisha, who, and really just kind of talk to them about this, again, conversation around what it means to be a rebel and really talk about how they became the badass that they are. More in a second.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Paid by UpLevel Rewards. Paid participation required after portrayal.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready to earn $750? Well, get ready because I'm about to introduce you to GetMy750.com, the ultimate way to earn. Here's the scoop. Instead of just streaming shows or playing games on your phone for nothing, you have the chance to earn additional cash. That's right. From trying out new subscriptions to playing your favorite mobile games, you can get extra cash in your pocket. Simply sign up at GetMy750.com and follow the instructions to start earning immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Turn your favorite apps into real cash with GetMy750.com. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to earn rewards for things you're already doing on your phone. Check out GetMy750.com today. That's right. Get started right now at GetMy750.com. Just go to GetMy750.com. Or Google Get My 750 Cash. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. That's GetMy750.com. GetMy750.com.
Okay, fam, welcome back. So before we jump into this week's category of being a rebel, I want to quickly ask, because I think it's important, what each of our definitions are of being a rebel and why that is so important to our liberation. Clarkeisha, on this show, as you know by now, we love to have our guests go first. So please speak some words with us.
Thank you so much, Ojo. So if I were to like define rebel like in a quick, you know, sec, I would say someone who is not afraid of disrupting the status quo. Because often even, you know, the status quo is not always like the right thing. It's just what people deem is easier to deal with, right? Or go along with. And, you know, oftentimes you just see there needs to be a disruptor in the very least to get you to see that, hey, maybe the status quo is something that needs to be changed. Obviously, it's not easy being the disruptor, and you're always going to face some sort of pushback because disrupting, you know, wakes people up and it makes them think. And sometimes people don't want things. Let's let's be honest. So that's okay. That's what I would say is the rebel.
Thank you, Carlicia. Thank you. John, how about you?
So kind of in the same vein, I think being a rebel really is knowing that there's going to be backlash for you speaking truth to power, knowing that you're going to make a lot of people uncomfortable, knowing that because that's the thing in this world, specifically when we start talking about, and we talk about this in different facets, right, throughout the show. We're on episode 8. We've talked about white supremacy. We've talked about whiteness and how it's so pervasive. Mm-hmm. When you talk about each of those things, you can't talk about being a rebel without mentioning those things, because what are you doing? You're calling out the systems that are meant to oppress you. And so I've really kind of looked at me being a rebel, and I've said this in so many iterations. I know I'm a rebel because I won't let people oppress me, right? I won't let people be racist to me. I won't let people be fat phobic to me. I won't let people be femphobic to me. Like, I call that shit out all the time. And so being a rebel is knowing that the world is always going to hate you for being that person that brings that up. But at the same time, you're creating change by allowing other people to stand and like, well, actually, maybe, you know what, you are a problem. You're the issue. It's not me. And so I think that's what a rebel is knowing that they're not specifically the issue. They're the one that's going to push the issue and make it bigger so that other people can see what it is and that they can have the space and the grace to speak on it too.
I love that both of you are just bringing up so much this, like, the, you know, the threat of having the audacity to do it and have the audacity to be a rebel, the audacity to stand for yourself. I love that so much. So thank you both for sharing. I'll say for myself, y'all know how in grade school you would get like little remarks and report cards about you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So every year my report card would be like, Jordan's such a curious child. Curious. That was the word. Curious. Mm-hmm. Always me being curious, which to me is coded as rebel because I was like always questioning why things were the way they were. And I got in trouble a lot for it. I got the belt a lot for it. That's for damn sure. Let me tell you that right now. But you know, like the three of us share. Come on, share experiences. Come on, trauma bonding. Bitch, my ass is strong and tight because I got the belt and the paddle and the switch so many times. I'm like, ooh, must be jelly because jammed out shake. But but really, like it crafted my, you know, in line with y'all, I crafted my definition as rebel as being someone being unafraid to question, even when they know that they're even at their own risk. To the point that you made, John, because we know that there's more possibility than what's being shown to us. And I think that's really special. So to me, the rebel is knowing that there's more out there than what we're told there is, and taking the risk, even though we know we gonna get the belt at the end of the day anyways.
So this brings up a really good point, and I kind of want to throw it to you, Clarkeisha, right? I am definitely, and I think this is what bonded us, right? At the same time, we kind of got deemed as the people on social media who aren't afraid of trouble or to create trouble, right? And I love that that's who we are, and I say we collectively because I even think that this show is good trouble, right? Black Fat Fans, we are three things in the world that the world definitely doesn't want to see or want to hear from, and yet we have this platform. And I wanted to know, like, what made you want to start utilizing your voice and your platform to dismantle these systems, specifically the systems that don't really truly deserve us?
Excellent question. I would throw it back to like 2012, 2013. I was leaving high school and, you know, a really good friend of mine was like, let's start a blog. And super simple, super like straightforward. So I definitely wanted to do that. In the middle of my tenure at the blog, I had tried to break into, because it started out as like fun first, right? I had tried to break into like digital media, you know, digital media online outlets. And I just kept getting like no's for like really arbitrary reasons. And I was like, you know what? fuck it. Like, I'm going to, like, do my own thing. So I went back to my blog and just started, like, putting out as good of content I could at the time and trying to just get not just eyes on me, but, like, approach a lot of these entertainment topics from, like, an alternative perspective. So it wasn't until I started disrupting people's clicks, you know, clicks and site views that they're like, okay, so what's she doing over there? So after that, like, what's happening over there? So after that, I moved on from the blog because it was kind of tough maintaining the blog and also like doing my own thing, freelancing. Mm-hmm. And then I basically brought that mindset of like, you can't lock me out. Like, I'm going to find a way in every time, even if I have to climb in the window or knock down the door, you know? So that's what happened. I brought that attitude to my other freelance jobs. And then we're kind of here because I wanted to make it normal to ask the type of questions that I do when consuming media. And obviously, I'm not the only person. But, you know, being who I am, you know, dark skin, fat, queer, disabled, everything, like it means a lot to me to say these things myself. I don't want people speaking for me. Like, I want to be able to say, hey, like, you got me bent and let me tell you why.
Yeah, so yes,
that's kind of my attitude, you know, from experience of being locked out. I was like, yeah, let's switch this up. Let's do something different and just understand you're not going to stop me. If I decide I want to stop, then that's one thing. But you're not going to stop me as an entity, as a system. You know, I'm going to keep barreling through until, you know, I don't want to anymore. But that was kind of my attitude coming in.
I love that. That's so powerful because it's very much like I'm not here to take any shit, period. And, you know, like one thing I want to get into with you is that, like, not only did you say I'm not taking your shit, you also said, let me run you my shit so you can see how you can be better as well. So I really want to talk to you about your brilliant hashtag Kent test, a test you designed that essentially verifies if a show or film provides actual positive representation of Black women and all women of color, which includes trans women. We love to see it. I'm curious to ask you, what inspired you to package it in this way? And how do you feel like it's impacting the storytelling of Black women or all women of color?
Thank you so much for asking. So it started off as a project like within Equality for Her. Mm. Like, there was a representation guide that came up that was put out initially. I think they're now defunct, but they still did good work, mm-hmm. right? So I took it from there and kind of developed it further. Because the guide had the Kent test and also had like questions about media that you can ask, like a discussion group and also vocabulary. But the test, I was like, I feel like I could do something really interesting with it. So when it came out, like, I think it was like March 2018, 2019, during International Women's Day, I was like, okay, so I think I want this to be like a perma thing. I don't want it to just be like a one-off where I put it out there and then that's it. I was like, we're going to tweak it, develop it a little further, and then that's going to be a test. You know, obviously, like people say, it is like a derivative of the Bechdel test. Because I know the creator initially didn't mean for a test to like be this big thing, but it ended up being a thing because mm-hmm. you want to be able to use things to interrogate your media, right? And mm-hmm. sometimes people don't have the words or the terminology, or they don't have like the framework yet to kind of illustrate why they're dissatisfied with a particular piece of media. So I also wanted to be able to basically give them that framework to view the work. And like I mentioned, I'm like, it's not the be all end all, but like it's kind of a good starting point mm-hmm. for you to be like, okay, why does this representation of a Black woman, or like you said, woman of color, why does it bother me? Like, is it that like I actually don't like this character, or is it like because this person is like a shell of what an actual like Black woman would be, you know? Mm-hmm. So I want people to like interrogate stuff like that. Because I always say my whole thing behind what I do is that media matters, and not in just the whole like, you know, representation matters thing, because, you know, that's been dragged here or there, right? But I mean in the terms of like impact. Like, if you ask, I don't know, any common person on the street, like about what they consume mm-hmm. And how they view people, I promise you there's gonna be correlation. If you show enough stereotypes about anybody, right, you showed enough time to people and those same people haven't actually been exposed to the people that the stereotype is about, they're going to assume that this is how just how it is. So images on television, when they go on television, movies, whatever, when they go unchecked, can be the driving force behind the dehumanization of somebody, right? Yeah. So I take that type of stuff seriously. So that's why I really wanted to contest to like be thorough, but also like easily packaged. So like it's that framework is easy for someone to look at and then use.
Ooh, thank you. Thank
it's
you
for super that. Intentional. And I think that's the thing I really love about your work, Clarkeisha, is that a lot of the stuff you like, even your tweets, I have what I've watched as, you know, both of our platforms have grown is how intentional you are about looking at that kind of through line that basically you are good for calling out when people try to play dumb on social media or in media and representation. Right. And I love that you constantly bring that to the forefront. But I did want to kind of like shout out that while, you know, I think your power is so much more than just a tweet or just something that goes viral. And what I'm really excited about is, so a couple of months ago, you tapped me on the shoulder, you brought me into a conversation and you said, hey, you know, I'm getting ready to release this book. I would love for you to be in conversation with me about this book. So your book, Fat Off, Fat On, A Big Bitch Manifesto. Yes to the title. Yes to the picture. I love the fact that you have really, you know, from what I've read, I haven't read the whole book, so I want to say that. But what I was able to read, I feel like there is just this candid and hella humorous. You found a way to really talk about some really hard things in the Clarkeisha way. And I think that's what makes me so excited about reading this book. So what I wanted to ask in tandem to this is, how did you find the energy or the humor to laugh when writing something that for many of us would be probably a struggle that would take us out?
So I'm so happy you asked that because I'm going to shout out what has been a trending topic apparently for the last 48 hours, which is therapists, y'all. therapists, psychiatrists, whatever have you.
All the is.
I know trying to find one is a pain in the ass. I will always say that it is because this country makes it so. Let's be clear.
That part.
But once you find those people... So, like you mentioned, because I had those people on deck for as long as I did, because, you know, insurance and all that red tape, right? For as long as I did, they were super, super helpful. Because, like you mentioned, I would, you know, write a particularly triggering chapter for the day. And then, you know, my next session with my therapist, we would just sit and talk about, like, hey, so I wrote this, you know, I didn't think I remembered this. And then I started writing it. And then all these, you know, details. And timestamps in my mind, everything came back to me. And, you know, she would be like, hey, so let's unpack that. Like, how do you feel now that you're X years removed from this incident? So that was part of it. And also, like, time. Like, I know people are like, that's so cliche. But no, time away from what was a very damaging environment, destructive environment, even the people itself that represented what that environment was about. Like, time away really gives you, like, a lot of perspective, right? And also reminds you that, hey, like, it sucks that you were, like, served those deck of cards, but, like, you made it. Like, you're out of it, and you now have, like, the time to heal now. So, yeah, because of the kind of, like, the sum of all those things, I was able to, like, write with humor still, but also process in real time.
Wow. We want to talk about growth.
I'm like, yeah. Growth. Yeah. Ooh, that's Ooh. Major. I'm honestly still processing what you shared. One, because I like the way you're sharing answers is just like, I mean, when I obviously you're a writer, so you know how like you know how to talk about your work as well. But it's just it's the craft. It's succinct. It's like it's giving precision. It's giving hitting every answer on the T. It's giving grace with the thank you for asking that. Like, thank you for receiving and asking and answering it as well. I'm in love with you. Justin, I'm in love with you. But I am thinking a lot about something you just said just in your answer that was focusing on like just like having different facets of you. and like the struggles that are in there, or the experiences are in there. And I want to hone in on one of the facets of you, which is with your identity. You say, you know, fat, black, bi, and disabled. And disability is really something. It's not a conversation many of us are ready to have. I think it's right. Like, just, you know, coming up now, you know, like I mentioned it a little bit in last week's episode too, at the end. And I feel like we don't quite know or grasp the nuances of this intersection. And so I want to ask if you can maybe envision with us what it looks like to weave in disability justice and work into our work as Black Fat Femmes, or even particularly into your work.
I think weaving it in to, which is an excellent question again, weaving it in means that you're going to have to really think critically about how disability rights, but also ableism, affects your life. There's lots of popular discussion about language, right? And that's, you know, that's kind of, for me, that's the base thing, language. That's where everything starts. But then when you start like really thinking about it, then you can kind of come up with ways to address it. I'll give you a really good example. Some of the, like the, as you've seen on TV commercials that we see that we think are really funny. When I was younger, I thought it was very humorous, right? Like, I got older and I had like, you know, a disability activist or two be like, hey, so those are actually products that are for disabled people. But because you can't come out and say that without the product being branded as niche, right? You have to market it to the general population. So even something as simple as marketing is influenced by people's ableism. Mm. So you really have to think about stuff like that. And even how this country is treating like COVID. Like, you have to think about stuff like that and how that affects everything. I think a really good example is the fact that they want to pretend it's not a thing anymore. So they've taken away a lot of the accessibility factors and tools that were given over the last 2 years, right? So something as simple as being able to attend a meeting gets affected by disability. Mm-hmm. So you really have to think about, like, I guess, like, if you're an able person, right? Like, your standard day, right? And how it would be affected if you no longer had access to some of the simplest things, including, I don't know, maybe getting down some stairs, like things like that. Yeah. Like, people don't think about that because they don't want to. So tackling ableism and addressing disability rights means that you literally just have to think about the next person and what you would do, how you would feel if you had to constantly go around a world that just doesn't want to make room for you, right, or space.
Right. Wow. And I appreciate, like, I think, and I've been saying this, you know, it's like, well, how much can you appreciate Karkeisha? I do so much, because you, again, you take very, what I would like to say, grandiose topics, and you really bring them down to earth in a lot of ways. And that I think a lot of people, I'll just say this, you don't fake pretend to be super smart. That's the thing that I love, is that you genuinely know what you're talking about, and there is no extras on the stuff that you put out. You're just like, this is what it is, girl, and this is what you need to understand. And I love that,
right?
Because there's no 10s on 20s when it comes to Karkeisha or your content. And I just want to say, like, I've learned so much from reading your tweets, from engaging with the people in your tweets, and even you calling out people who like to play pretend that they are, you know, trying to be this grand scholar, and you saying, girl, knock it off. You know what, you know what it is here. Let's not do that. And so I just want to, you know, I'm really big on giving people their flowers and really saying, you know, it is folks like you, Karkeisha, who, because you keep showing up, you keep saying what needs to be said, you say it the way it needs to be said, that I think you make room for people like me and Joho and so many other individuals to kind of be able to say what we need to say the way we need to say it. And so this is me just officially giving you your flowers and wanting to say thank you so much for just everything you put out into the world. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take another quick break. But we wanted to ask, Karkeisha, do you want to stick with us for the rest of the show?
Of course.
Yeah. Yay. Okay. Cool.
There was no choice. You must. You have to stay with us.
You're going to have to say yes anyway. So when we come back, we're going to talk more with Clark Keisha about the joys of being a big bitch. We're going to pay some bills real quick and we'll be right back.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Paid by UpLevel Rewards. Paid participation required after portrayal.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready to earn $750? Well, get ready because I'm about to introduce you to GetMy750.com, the ultimate way to earn. Here's the scoop. Instead of just streaming shows or playing games on your phone for nothing, you have the chance to earn additional cash. That's right. From trying out new subscriptions to playing your favorite mobile games, you can get extra cash in your pocket. Simply sign up at GetMy750.com and follow the instructions to start earning immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Turn your favorite apps into real cash with GetMy750.com. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to earn rewards for things you're already doing on your phone. Check out GetMy750.com today. That's right. Get started right now at GetMy750.com. Just go to GetMy750.com. Or Google Get My 750 Cash. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. That's GetMy750.com. GetMy750.com.
All right, so this week for What's on Your Plate, I wanted to ask, I want to talk about sweets, honey, because I love me a good pie and things of that nature. But on top of that, I wanted to talk about, and thank you for correcting me, Joho. So I'll say this, in the actual show, run of show document, I had guilty pleasure and then Joho called me out for it. So I've officially changed it in this section to what is your guiltless pleasure when it comes to food. And I'm going to say that mine is, I am a donuts. I love a good cake. I ate, so I'm going to tell y'all this because y'all is family. So I had some leftovers from dinner last night, but I also had a leftover red velvet cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory. real thing to know about me that no matter how much money I make, I'm always eat at the Cheesecake Factory. That's just my, that's just me. Cheesecake Factory is life.
Okay, real, just real quick, can I just say, people add like that, like that, like that, that's like a bougie place to go. I'm like, that place is bougie. It's expensive. The big ass place are expensive, pricey. Baby. So it is. You have to make money to have Cheesecake Factory.
Yes, but I'm still going to eat there regardless of how much money I make. But I had some leftover cheesecake. And so I ate the cheesecake before I ate my lunch. Because I said, I want cheesecake right now. I don't really want to wait till after I'm done eating these leftovers. I want cheesecake right now. So you gonna always know me. I'm going to eat a sweet if it's in the house. So what about y'all? What, call me Lil Diabetes. I don't care. But what are y'all guiltless pleasures when it comes to food?
Clarkisha, please
go ahead.
Let us
Thank
know.
Thank you, Joho. So I would say I have like three, but there's also like seasonal things too. So I think I'm just gonna go down a list real quick. So standard things would definitely be a banana pudding. Like I will always stop and eat a banana pudding. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like I'll just be like, it's a banana pudding right there. I'm gonna eat it. Facts. So there's that.
Facts.
I love a good brownie. Like again, I will stop everything in the room to get a brownie. Like you have a brownie on the table, it's mine.
Yeah.
Like, so there's that brownie. Banana pudding was the last one. Oh my God. I can't think of it right now. Oh, some butter pecan ice cream.
No me. Like,
that's an old person flavor. No
me.
I don't care.
No me.
I don't care. It's good.
No
it's
me.
Good.
You lost me on that
you
one.
Need to call me, you know, Mary Louise, you know, Mary Louise or yes. Whatever. Whatever you got, whatever old
Not
name
Mary
you want
to pick
out. And that is me while I eat that butter pecan.
Come get this butter pecan ice cream, baby. Please, you can call me Lucille or something because I'm going to eat butter pecan. Right.
Yes. I eat it every single time. As far as seasonal things go, I love a good eggnog.
Yes.
I'll eat it. I mean, I'll drink it, but you know, I love a good eggnog.
Go off. I'll so seen.
Pecan pie.
Go off.
Like, pecan pie.
Go off.
And anything.
Yes, ma'am, Pam.
Anything pumpkin. You know, I know.
Come
it's,
on now.
It's fun to make fun of it. And, you know, I used to be that person too.
Pumpkin Spice
I'm
Squad.
Be accountable. But I love anything pumpkin, whether it's pancakes, whether it's bread.
Yes.
Whether it's a pudding, whether it's a pie, I'm gonna eat it every single time.
I have found my community. When you said pecan pie, I said that's why we friends. I said that's why we family, because I'm speechless because people don't talk about how good pecan pie is. I had a situation where someone put a slice in front of me a couple weeks ago. My whole day was going down the toilet rapidly. Man. And as soon as they put that pecan pie in front of me, everything got better. I just was like, this is life. This is life. So please see me. What about you, Joho?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, I love that y'all said pecan because when people say pecan pie, it's just, it is Patty. Like, no, I just cannot do it. I'm like, pecan't do it. I also love me some pecan pie as well. It is my guiltless pleasure. Any dessert to me, like, Kalkisha, you said season. I'm like, give it to me any season, any day, any time, any hour.
Tea.
Like, bitch, keep it made in the oven. I'm ready for it, okay?
Ready.
I would say, man, other guiltless pleasure. I mean, you for sure, you got know me on pumpkin anything. Anything. Pumpkin anything. You can just literally give me the spice itself. I will fuck it up. Give it to me. Oh, my God. I would say, y'all was real sweet. I'm going to be a little bit savory. So cool. Like, John knows I don't eat a lot of meat. I especially don't eat pork. Not because I'm Jewish, because I just don't love to eat pork. But but I have such a soft spot for al pastor, which is like so bomb. Okay, so for those who don't know, I hope everyone knows what al pastor is in these streets. But so don't know, it is a marinated pork on a spit, usually served in Mexican cuisine. And actually, fun fact. It was actually inspired by Lebanese immigrants in the 19th century that came to Mexico. So like via shawarma, which I mean, obviously shawarma is in my soul too. So I love it. I'll just say, al pastor, I love it in a taco. I love it in burrito. I love it on my body. However I can get it, I will take it. It is like my favorite thing in the world. But John, you said.
On my body.
On my body. Okay. Just real quick. The people, so I know people who be having like the, you know, they be having the cute little like birthday parties and shit with their significant other. And they do that thing where they're like dressed naked in sushi. And I'm like, that's not cute. Mm-hmm. Dress me naked in al pastor. Dress me naked in lengua. Dress me naked in some like savory. I want my man to just just like eat all that food off my body.
Wrap me up with like a taco.
Be my tortilla.
Yes, a big tortilla sheet with a whole bunch of meat and a whole bunch of different sides. I love that journey for you. I will say, I appreciate when people do the whole, I've been to some events or I've been to places where they do the pig inside the ground and then they bring up the meat and then do it that way.
Come on, some that of the to me, there's yes.
I don't know what it is, but it's just so good, honey. I just love good food.
Pig of the earth,
I'd love to see that for us. But what I was going to say is, I was just going to sing a ditto. We are family like a giant tree.
Because
we all love the same things, and I love to feel seen. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Ooh,
for coming.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving. That's going to be literally running popping for real. Mm-mm. Oh my God. All right, fam. Okay. Well, while Jean places their third Krispy Kreme order of the day, no shame about
don't
it.
Do
just
me.
I just wish they'd share. Don't do That's me. All. So why don't you just share? We gotta pay some. We got a lot of bills this week. God damn. So we'll be back in another minute with our Oh Yes Ma'am and No Ma'am Pams.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin. I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Paid by UpLevel Rewards. Paid participation required after portrayal.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready to earn $750? Well, get ready because I'm about to introduce you to GetMy750.com, the ultimate way to earn. Here's the scoop. Instead of just streaming shows or playing games on your phone for nothing, you have the chance to earn additional cash. That's right. From trying out new subscriptions to playing your favorite mobile games, you can get extra cash in your pocket. Simply sign up at GetMy750.com and follow the instructions to start earning immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Turn your favorite apps into real cash with GetMy750.com. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to earn rewards for things you're already doing on your phone. Check out GetMy750.com today. That's right. Get started right now at GetMy750.com. Just go to GetMy750.com. Or Google Get My 750 Cash. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. That's GetMy750.com. GetMy750.com.
Okay, y'all, it's time to get into our Yes Ma'am and No Ma'am Pams of the Week. To kick us off with my Yes Ma'am, I'm gonna give a Yes Ma'am to my mama for doing her own thing and always doing it well. What is it that like you see on Netflix, the Netflix is black and it's like, queen, you have done it again, showing the world. Like, that's type of my mama sometimes.
Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama, that part.
My mom was this episode is about being a rebel, and my mom was the original rebel that I knew growing up. She taught me how to be audacious. I'm thankful to her for showing me how to be, how to have audacity, how to advocate for yourself and ask for what you need. So yes, ma'am, to her. Mama, I love you so much, Debbie. If you're ever listening, I mean, I doubt she ever will because she's like, what's a podcast? But if she ever does, girl, you know, episode 8, mama, I shout you out. And I want to say a no, ma'am, Pam. I feel like last week I popped off about some other things. So I'm just keep it real simple. The weather this week is too much. I can't do it. It is my phone keeps saying every day it's 75, but feels like 86. And the humidity is like 80%. I'm like, girl. And I said, we're going to have monsoon season. That's not a California thing. Monsoon's where? Jinx monsoon? So I am no man Pam to you, climate.
Climate change is real. This is a podcast that believes in it, and we are feeling it here. Yeah.
And the people
in
SoCal. Say it doesn't. Yep. I cannot. I'm like, you tell me it's not real, bitch. You having floods everywhere. Yeah. Tell me it's not
like
real.
Vegas is flooded. We're flooded. Like, it's really, really bad. Clarkeisha, what are your yes ma'ams and your no ma'ams this week?
Yes ma'am would go to Lizzo. I love her special album. It's great. It is good. You know, haters be damned. Sometimes we want to listen to fun music, shake our ass.
Yes.
Okay? People have accepted, you know, the artists, the musicians have accepted that mission this summer. I support them fully. We want to be happy, shake ass. There's too much terrible going on. And, you know, also people love to get their tweets and stuff and their headlines off of her. And, you know, obviously I don't like that. I think it's disrespectful. I think it's lowbrow. I think that, you know, you just want clout off another fat person. You think you're just going to get it by making whatever twisted-ass joke. And I appreciate her not paying them any mind. Like, what happened with that segment with that white woman where she called her precious. I'm just glad she was on a beach and she was like, anyway, my ass is out. The sun is out.
She
and
said,
at the beach.
I pay you in sand, girl. I pay you in sand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So she ain't pay no mind. And then, you know, the new story came and went as it should.
Right.
By no ma'am for the week, weeks plural really, will be the CDC. They need to see me outside. They need to see me outside. See me outside, right? How they've handled all these pandemics. Just garbage. They just leaving us out here to like die. I don't like that. Like, what are you here
for? It's not the journey we want. No.
And just tweeting and stuff, just tweeting through it. What are you?
So I know I'm laughing in y'all ear, but baby, the way that the CDC said, so y'all don't want to pay attention to nothing, y'all don't want to admit this is real, then die.
The audacity of them too, because they act like we wasn't there in 2020 when they was like, okay, no mask. Then put on your mask. I'm like,
right.
Simon says that stuff.
You're the one giving us.
Oh my right. God.
You're giving oh us God. The wrong message. I am literally crying because the CDC basically. It's the CDC is basically that father that you see randomly that you don't really connect with, and it just show up and leave, and you want a good relationship with them, but you can't trust them.
Where are you, Dad? I'm down the street, but it's really been like a year since you've been down the street.
Right. The CDC, you
CDC
cannot
will never
trust
rescue
it.
Us.
And never came
never
back.
Came back. It hurts to laugh like this.
I'm gonna get some milk at the corner store. Girl,
do whatever y'all want to do. It don't matter anyway. Do whatever the hell y'all want to do, because you're gonna do it anyway. The CDC does not care about black people.
But John, how about your yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am?
Oh God, let me get myself together. I am so sorry. I know that Chris is gonna have to edit through this of me laughing. So shout out to Chris having to deal with my laughter. My yes ma'am this week, I wanted to definitely shout out. So I know that there are two trans women on the cozy song for Beyonce, but I specifically wanted to name T.S. Madison. I wanted to shout her out because So I met T.S. Madison like in person back in, I think it was like 2015. And we had a real conversation about what it's like to be Black, fat, and specifically, you know, obviously they're trans, I'm non-binary. We had a real conversation about that in media. And if I could go back to 2015 and tap T.S. Madison on the shoulder and say, girl, the world is going to receive you in ways you never thought that it would ever happen, I don't think that they would have ever imagined that. And so I just wanted to big ups to them and say, like, I'm just so proud of T.S. for all that she's done. The idea that she has standed in her truth and however that truth has shown up for other people. You know, respectability politics is something she does not lean into, and I love that for her. But I definitely just, I personally, why I love T.S. Madison is that I know that Kaya is somewhere shitting a brick because of how successful T.S. has been in the last few years. I mean, obviously the album is getting ready to go to number one, but Cozy is actually ranking in the Billboard top 100. Mm-hmm. So it's just a big deal. It's a really good time and a good season for Black trans women. And I'm so proud of her for all that she's done. So if you're listening, T.S., know that you are loved over here. And one day we'll be able to laugh and kiki both in person and on the mic.
That part.
My no man Pams this week. So I'm just going to keep it simple. You may, if you know me and you follow me, you will know that I for years have griped about this. I have thrown tantrums about this. I still, for the life of me, can't understand it. And so the reason why this is my no man Pam this week is they are currently painting where I live. And so it's really hard to navigate my apartment complex because of the painting. However, there was a gentleman who decided yesterday that he wanted to back in, and he wanted to make everybody in line who was entering through the gate wait. Why? Why do people back in? Like, I understand you think it's quicker to leave, but you are holding up other people who are behind you that are trying to drive. It is my biggest pet peeve. And I swear, I always want to throw a can of tomatoes at somebody for backing it. It just bugs me.
Okay, please tell me y'all don't back in. Just someone who occasionally backs in. But listen, listen, Linda, it's strategy. Okay, let me just real quick. Like, not to defend that man was dumb, and I would never back in with a line behind me. Okay, I have my sense about me. But what I will say is, when you have two cars, when you park between two cars, and you know how they have the front doors, right? You know, I don't want my front door. I don't want their front door fucking with my front door or knocking off my little mirror. So I back in that way. That way, if their front doors hit me, they hit my back doors. I mean, don't hit my door, period. But it's really about strategy of, like, so that way we don't hit each other. John gave me the biggest sure, Jan.
Yeah, I'm literally giving you the
with the back ends. Back in people, conga line, right?
I wish I could be here for that. But like I said, I literally want to slap people with the hands of 12 ancestors for literally backing it. It is the bane of my existence.
I can't wait to visit and you drive with me and I back in real slowly. Just
and I'm going to chop you right in the neck, sis. I'm literally going to hit you right in the neck.
Oh my God.
Literally. I'm going to, like, literally going to just turn over and just be like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to me? Why would you do this to me? Why would you put me in this situation? But no, that's just me being petty, but I genuinely still hate it. All right, everybody. Well, we have reached the end of the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us laugh at Kiki. This has been a great episode. Please send us your thoughts, your feedback, and your emails to blackfatfempod@gmail.com.
We definitely want to say that if you go to the actual show notes, you can click on the email button and it takes you right directly to the email. You can send us emails that way. You can also interact with us on social media, on Instagram and Twitter by using the handle BlackFatFemPod. That's B-L-K Fat F-E-M-M-E Pod, both on Instagram and Twitter. And then also, again, please keep a lookout on for the newsletter. I know some of you have DM'd me and said, girl, what is this newsletter that you keep talking about? What are you doing? We are trying to craft it. I have not had time to craft it. I am going to say this lovingly to people. I'm getting ready to go on vacation. And so you will hear in this episode, by the time you hear this episode, I will be on vacation. But once I get back from vacation, we will definitely start working on getting more information out about what this newsletter is and how you all can be a part of the Black Fat Femme family. With that being said, Clarkeisha, tell the dolls where they can find you.
Yes, thank you. So on Twitter, you can find me at iWriteAllDay_. And then you can find me at Clarkeisha Kent on Instagram and also at Clarkeisha Kent on TikTok. And then obviously I have a website, which is www.clarkeishakent.com.
Yep. And I will put those in the show notes as well. Joho, let them know where they can find you, baby.
Y'all can find me back in an Imperial parking outside.
I hate you so much.
I was like, any local coffee shop banging on their door saying, where's my pumpkin spice, bitch? Give me the pumpkin spice. But besides that, you can find me strapped into my social medias at Joho Daniels across all socials except LinkedIn. I do keep it classy there. Or visit my website at visit my website at www.jerendaniels.com. Hopefully by the time you hear this episode, it will be updated.
Same here, because I need to do the same to my website too, girl. But as for me, when I'm not browsing the Apple website for shit that I don't need, you can find me at Dr. John Paul, both on Instagram and Twitters and Facebooks and yada, yada, yada. You can also visit my website at www.drjohnpaul.com. We want to thank our producer, Tari Harrison, and the entire team over at iHeartMedia for all of the love that they give us. But specifically, we want to shout out our editor, Chris Rogers, who puts up with our shit every single week. Thank you, Chris, for being an absolute amazing peach. We love you to death. With that being said, this has been another show. Thank you for listening. And remember, being skinny isn't the only thing that makes you beautiful. See you next week.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
that world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.